Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. And the first Sunday of the NFL season is here. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. You bet just $1, that's $1, on any football game this weekend, and you get $200 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three, and it's time for us to take your questions, and we're going to ask Ross. And this is your questions, and then the best questions will be selected by Ross at the end of the segment, and the winning question will get the KSN polo shirt. If you want to submit your question for Ross, download our app, Keystone Sports. There's an Ask Ross button. And just to add a little more to it, we are taking all the entries for questions to Ask Ross, and we're going to hold a contest. We're going to pick a ticket out. And if you're the winner, you get a free RV weekend from GoPSURV.com for the Indiana game. You don't want to miss out on that. And if you're interested, GoPSURV.com, RVs. You call Mark, 800-519-8467. All right, Ross, you ready for the questions?
I am.
Okay, you know how every once in a while we do a double question? Today you're going to get a triple question all about the offensive line. So we're going to...
Oh, geez.
All right, and it's an interesting twist with each of the questions. First, Mike from Haverford says, Ross, enjoy your analysis and food pictures on Twitter. Wisconsin's D was really strong on Saturday. How much does the 3-4 front contribute to the pressure on its front seven caused on Saturday? Then we have Stan from Franklin, Tennessee, who says, Ross, as a former offensive lineman, how do you account for the subpar performance by our O-line in the first half, particularly our highly touted tackles? He also said, can I cheat just a little bit and have black olives on my pepperoni and sausage pizza? And what are your thoughts on anchovies? The third part of our triple question is Mike from Colorado, who says, love the return of the press box spreads. Let's talk O-line and play calling. It looks as if the line struggled with inside run blocking. Ross, I asked them all together. I don't know if it means anything, but all three of them asked about the offensive line performance and also talked food. Is there some kind of correlation there?
There is. There absolutely is. The same people that care about linemen and offensive line play care about food. There's no question about it. And I love those of you that check it out on social media. Look, it doesn't matter, Jim. Whatever social media you're on, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I'm there, at Ross Tucker NFL. And I try to post my press box food on all three of them so you guys can check it out. I've got Western Kentucky at Army, 20th year of September 11th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. So you guys can actually watch your boy on CBS Sports Network before the Ball State-Penn State game at 3:30. So you have a chance to watch me. Then I'll be listening to Jack Ham and Steve Jones, Jim, on the drive home. And looking forward to that. I love when Penn State plays at 3:30 so I can listen to the game and follow along. So a couple things. First of all, can we please maybe just a little bit give Wisconsin's defense some credit? Like, I mean, the Herbig kid's a stud. Sanborn's a stud. Their D-line's very good. Jimmy Leonard, their D-coordinator, who I play with in Buffalo, is very good. You know, I actually give Penn State a lot of credit. I don't know how they got their dude so open down the field like that. I mean, it was some of them were miscommunication. Some of them was just Dotson that good. But you don't see that against Jimmy Leonard and a defense like that very often from Wisconsin. But look, Caden Wallace got beat once by a good move, by a good player. Okay. Anthony Wigan and Rashid Walker were not on the same page on a stunt. Okay. I think people, one of my pet peeves, Jim, is I think people only notice when offensive lines perform poorly or have a bad play. You know, it's like they feel like the default should be everybody's blocked and it's a good job. Like that's the default. And if it's not that, then the offensive line stinks. I mean, Wisconsin's known for having great offensive lines. What do you think they're saying this week about what Ebikite did in the backfield and about what Ellis Brooks was doing and stuff like that? It was not a great performance by Penn State's offensive line, but I thought it was actually pretty solid, especially in the second half when they kind of got Noah Kane going and it seemed like they settled on Eric Wilson at left guard, the Harvard transfer. And by the way, if Clifford hit some more of those throws, I think Penn State's, you know, stats and scoring looks a heck of a lot better. Stout makes a field goal, makes an extra point. Clifford hits dots on the other one where he's wide open. You know, we're not saying any of the same things about the offensive line. So what I would say is, number one, ease off the offensive line a little bit. They weren't that bad. Number two, olives are gross. Don't put olives anywhere near pizza. That's just stupid. You don't need it if you already have the pepperoni on there. Don't ruin a delicious slice of pepperoni pizza by putting black. For who? For what? To quote Ricky Waters.
And what are your thoughts on anchovies?
Despise anchovies. Like, here's the thing. Do me a favor. Take an anchovy by itself. Put it in your mouth. Swish it around a little bit. Are you happy? Are you feeling good? No, you're not. You're not happy. And you might think it's good on pizza. You know why? Because pizza's good. No anchovies. Do you know who gets anchovies in their Caesar salad? You want some anchovies with that? Who says yes to that? No. Everybody says no because anchovies aren't good.
And compare that to putting a slice of pepperoni in your mouth, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Let's move on to our next question. Mike from Hoboken says, hey, Ross and Jim, first time, long time. I watched both Penn State and Ohio State games this weekend in their entirety. One thing I've always found captivating is how Ohio State uses a screen pass to keep defenses on their toes. Is there a reason why Penn State doesn't run more screen passes as part of their offense?
You know, it's interesting because it felt like back in the day, screens were a big thing for Penn State. You know, I feel like I remember, Jim, DJ Dozier and Blair Thomas, you know, getting screens all the time. You don't see as many screens from Penn State. It hasn't been as big a deal with their recent offensive coordinators. I think I'd like to see more sort of a slower developing running back screens. I'm kind of with him on that. By the way, let me make one point about Ohio State. And this is not a gratuitous shot. This is just a fact, okay? Julian Fleming, who we talked about on this show a lot, Jim, a lot. He's their fourth receiver, and he didn't get on the field very much. And he's a sophomore. And next year, when he's a junior, you know, my guess is Garrett Wilson and Olave will both be gone as first-round picks. But even next year as a junior, they've got that Jackson Smith-Nigba, you know, he's starting ahead of Julian, and he's his year. And so at best, you'd think Fleming would be the number two guy next year as a junior. I'm not saying he made a poor decision, Jim. I'm just saying I think he would have started for Penn State last year. I think he'd be starting for Penn State now. And so maybe he's fine with that. Maybe he's fine with backing up first-round guys. But, you know, you go to a place like Ohio State, that's something you have to run into. Even Kyle McCord, the quarterback there, he's backing up C.J. Stroud. And then they've got this Quinn Ewers came in, who they're so excited about, number one quarterback in the country. So You know, I just, you got to be careful with some of the decisions that you make. It's hard to imagine that Julian Fleming will be better prepared for the pros playing a year at Ohio State than if he's playing 3 years at least at Penn State.
Ross, that's just the nature when you go to Ohio State, Alabama, and there's multiple top 100 players at your position. There's going to be some really good players who get passed by. And one thought on the screen pass, one of my vivid memories of a running back getting a screen pass and going the length of the field, how about Omar Easy?
Yes.
A blast from the past there.
I remember that.
Okay. Next up is Zach in Gettysburg, who says, Lucatus seemed to be a more natural fit at defensive end than linebacker. I know that body type, need, player wants go into that decision on a position change. How tough are those conversations within the program and with the player, especially pertaining to a player with his standing on the team?
I think in general, when you're telling a guy how you can get them on the field more often, they're usually receptive to that. I wasn't thrilled with when Princeton moved me from defensive end to offensive line, Jim. I wasn't happy about that, but they actually gave me the choice. They said, you can stay on defense. You'll probably start for us either way, but we think we'd like you to move to offense, and we think you could really be special on the offensive side of the ball. And the way they sold that to me, I was like, okay. And for Lucada, I think he's having fun at the end.
All right, I want to sneak one more in here, and this is Joan from Wyomissing, Ross. And she says, Ross, knowing how much you love high school football, what's your favorite memory from Friday night spaghetti dinners? How about Saturday pancake breakfast? And P.S., Doug says hello. I'm thinking you might know Joan from Wyomissing.
Yes, that is awesome. Love it. Thank you for the question. I think I just remember walking on actually Friday nights, holding hands with the other captains, walking out to the field. I just got chills all over my body, Jim, just saying that. It's so freaking special, man.
High school football, you said it over and over again. That's the most fun time you've ever had. All right, Ross, that is it for Ask Ross. We're going to be listening to you Saturday before the Penn State game. Have a great weekend, and stick around. Q4, we have Andy Shea back.
The first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.